Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, 1158. I'm Reva Blue with Midday Jazz, and that was one called Open Your Eyes. Bobby Caldwell is on the telephone with us here at 91.9. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, two more minutes before the afternoon gets started.
No, it's going to be morning all day long.
It's a great day. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for having me.
And you're coming to Atlanta finally.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I've been, you know, giving you a call and texting you back and forth, wondering when you were coming in. And finally, this coming Saturday, along with Huge Groove and Brian Simpson and Najee at Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You have been real busy, though, real busy with a lot of music, touring back and forth. How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good, actually. You know, it's like I'm kind of like reliving the first part of my life. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. The first song that we started with, Open Your Eyes, when did you record that one?
That was on the second album. I started that album in 1980. I think it came out at the end of 80.
Mm-hmm. And you have, you know, as I read more about you and, you know, dig into Bobby Caldwell's life, you are just an all-around musician. You play instruments, drums, rock and roll, blues, jazz. I can't say any particular favorite genre of music that you have.
Yeah, you know... I can tell you what I think I enjoy the most.
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff with an orchestra, mm-hmm. you know, doing the American Songbook.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun. You know, you're not dealing with computers and, you know, synthesizers mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Instead, it's, you know, a real live orchestra, you know, pushing air, and it's just... It's great for a singer, at least from my perspective. I really enjoy it.
Well, Bobby Caldwell, so you are you coming in with that 60-piece orchestra?
No. No, actually, Brian Simpson was kind enough to invite me to guest uh-huh. during his set, and I'll be singing four songs with his band.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fun. We've done that together before in the past, a couple of times in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understand it... the Atlanta weather is going to be a lot like Hawaii.
It's going to be real. I'm hoping it's going to be a really nice evening at Mabel House Barnes and right here in Atlanta. And, you know, every now and then we get a little shower, but rain or shine, it's happening.
Yes, indeed.
Now, since I have you on the phone, lately you have this commercial that you are now reaching out to a new generation of people who are hearing about Bobby Caldwell and this song. They hear the song and then they go look you up.
Yeah, the commercial is definitely, you know, perked in a new interest, mm-hmm. I guess. And as you said, like another generation. Mm-hmm. Great for me because, oddly enough, you know, the commercial's been airing, I guess, a little over a year now.
Yeah.
And I start to see, like, a spike in the sale of that first record.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's welcome after, I think it's been 33 years, 34 years.
That long.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yes, indeed, because every time I see that commercial, someone says, is that Bobby Caldwell? Especially during the basketball season. It was played an awful lot.
It's funny because I was completely unaware of the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And laying in bed late one night watching TV, all of a sudden it comes on. And took me by surprise, and I said to myself, damn, that whoever's doing that is doing a great impersonation.
It came as a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to look forward to you singing that song this coming Saturday, and a lot of people are going to get to see what Bobby Caldwell looks like, who he is, and just hearing that music and that song live. And it has just reached out to, just like I said, a whole new generation of people who are tuning in and looking up Bobby Caldwell for those
yeah.
classics.
And I appreciate each and every one of them, and especially newcomers.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I checked out a few other things, too, it has been sampled by many artists, and including going back to one with Tupac Shakur. And I had to look that up and listen to it. Have you ever checked that out?
Sure. Yeah. I think I can say to you honestly, I've heard every every cover.
Uh-huh.
The most recent is John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Open Your Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's on his current album.
Okay. Yeah. Bringing back some memories now.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to you performing this Saturday again with Najee on stage and Bobby Caldwell, Huge Groove, Brian Simpson at Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater. When was the last time you were here in Atlanta? Can you remember?
Oh, geez, it's been 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, you also have a new release called House of Cards, and on this recording, you wrote all the songs on this recording. Could you tell us about it a little bit?
Yeah, the album was a little long in coming.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me a chance to kind of like stand down and, you know, take stock again of everything that's going on in the business. And it's kind of a culmination of stuff I had written over the past 4 years with no preconceived ideas. I just wanted to make like an eclectic album. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of, you know, different songs on it that didn't sound generic.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun making it.
Okay.
Well, it's still doing well.
Okay, House of Cards. That's the latest from Bobby Caldwell, but can't let you go without playing the classic from you right here on 91.9 FM WCLK. What You Won't Do for Love. Bobby Caldwell, thank you for calling in and checking in with us here at 91.9.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.